Now, if you ask most people what Easter is all about, they will say chocolate or eggs. Yes? So I'm going to start by thinking about Easter eggs, and I do need three volunteers to help. I've seen an Easter bunny, and I've got a couple. If there's more than three, it doesn't matter. I can. Would you like to come and help? It doesn't involve anything difficult. Right. I'm going to ask Rafferty to hold up his egg. Okay, this is the first egg. It happens to be a Buttons Easter egg, but it could have been any of the other popular makes. So would you like to open the box, Rafferty? You need a bit of practice at this, really. Might have been practicing already, I don't know. It's got a chocolate egg wrapped in foil and a bag of buttons. Now, can you open that? Okay, well done, Rafferty. Now, hold up the bigger bit. What's inside? Nothing. It's empty. Chocolate's nice, or at least I hope it's going to be nice. Now, just leave it in the basket for me. Now, second Easter egg. Lottie, can you open the box? Now, that's the second egg. It's wrapped in gold. It's called the real Easter egg. I don't know if any of you have come across them, but a company started manufacturing Easter eggs that told the Christian story. It's also fair trade chocolate. Let's see what's inside that one. Jolly good. Now, can you open that one? I'm sure the step is very clean. Right. Okay. So, hold up the bigger bit. What's inside that one? Nothing. That one's empty as well. There is a leaflet here, which tells the story of Easter. That goes in your bag. It looks quite the same as the other one. Now, what about the third egg, Ben? You need a bit of imagination. That probably doesn't taste as good because this bit is made of what? Cardboard, yes. But inside is a duck. Well, it's not a real duck because I actually couldn't persuade the ducklings to stay inside long enough to bring a real duck. But it represents new life. And I think those three eggs represent different ways of understanding Easter. The first is that it's a time to enjoy good chocolate. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that because I like chocolate. Egg one is a good egg, but it has little or nothing to do with Jesus. So who was egg one? Rafferty, you were. Can you manage to hold two things at once? Yes, that's good. So hold that up high. I'm a good egg. I don't tell the story of Jesus. I don't believe in him. And I think that represents quite a lot of the population. Egg two is also a good egg. And it represents perhaps those who tell the story of Jesus, who know the story of Jesus, and think that that's an important part of Easter. It also supports good work. It's a fair trade egg. So egg two, which Lottie may manage to hold, I'm a good egg, I tell the story of Jesus, and it leads me to help other people through such things as fair trade. But what about egg three? Both of those two eggs were empty. Egg three wasn't empty. It may not taste as good, in fact I've never tried tasting cardboard, but it does contain new life. And the true meaning of Easter is about new life. Not just the new life that we see around us as spring comes, beautiful as that is, and it's lovely, but the new life that breaks through the shell of our everyday existence and the protective walls that we put up around ourselves. It's about a new heaven and a new earth. And if you listen to that first reading, it was a promise of a rich time. It was actually full of wine rather than chocolate, but then again, I'm not fussy about that. It's a day when we celebrate new life. Because for Christians, the resurrection of Jesus means that a new world order has begun. There you are, Ben. You can hold your leaflet. I'm a different sort of egg. It isn't my box or my shell that matters. I'm bursting with the new life that God gives. Because for Jesus, for Christians, the resurrection isn't just something that happened in the past. It's not just something that's going to happen to us when we die. Something distinctive happened. And it means that for us, things can never now be the same. It can change our lives, just as the resurrection of Jesus changed the lives of the disciples, the frightened people, into men and women who founded a whole movement. Now, I think you three have been very good. And if you'd like to go, oh dear, if you'd like to go to the back, Linda will help you to break up the rest of those eggs. Sorry, Ben, but you can help. And if any other children want help, to see if it is good chocolate after all. Okay? Thank you. Right. Just break it into some small pieces and just test it to see it's all right. I'm sure there are some other children that will help you to test it. You can try and see if the fair trade one's better than the other one. I don't know. Now, for most of us, of course, life goes on day by day. I think we're a bit like people in a book, living out our stories, not knowing how it's going to end, but hoping for the best. Things happen, don't they? We respond, we're either crushed by them, or we make the most of them. But believing in the resurrection is a bit like having had a peek at the end of the book and reading the end of the story, knowing that all will be well. It may not seem to be. Bad news always dominates, doesn't it? It may not happen in our own lifetimes, but we can be confident that it will. Yeah, if you want to give to other people some, you can. Okay? I don't need it back. But shall we wait till the end and give them some at the end? So if you pop it in the back, that's great. It might be a bit of a distraction. I was once told a story of a group of prisoners in a prisoner of war camp. Thank you very much. You did a great job. They were in very poor conditions. They were badly treated by their guards, and daily life was grim. But one had a secret radio. And on that radio, they heard one day the amazing news that the war was over. Their side was victorious. They had absolutely no idea when their own release would come, or even if some of the weaker members would still be alive. But the news transformed their lives. In all practical ways, everything remained the same. The guards didn't know that they were defeated. They continued to treat them badly. But the inner joy of knowing that victory was won completely changed everything for the prisoners. Now, I believe that if we truly believe in the resurrection of Jesus, our feet will be rooted in that new understanding of life, what some have called a new heaven. And so, with the help of God's Spirit, we will have a special glow inside, a new confidence, and we can help to bring about that new heaven. So, I wonder what your own response to Easter is. Are you like egg one, enjoying a holiday weekend with some good chocolate? Or like egg two, coming to church today because you know the Easter story, you value it, but you don't really see how it's relevant to your everyday life? Or might you just begin to be, because we don't do it all the time, like egg three, bursting with the joy of knowing that the bad news, even death itself, will not have the last word? One writer says that resurrection means that all that separates and injures and destroys has been overcome by that which unites and heals and creates. And today I wish you just a glimmer, just a beginning, perhaps more, of that Easter certainty, that confidence and joy, as we declare, Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.